Oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at brewbaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gets. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flora's Direct are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Georgia Flora's Direct, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, a flooring destination since 1969. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flora's Direct.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This is not headline news. Jennifer Lawrence may play the Invisible Girl in the new Fantastic Four movie, but if they want to cast someone who really knows what it's like to be invisible, they should go with an actress over 40. James Vanderbeek had to look for wood to keep his Texas home warm. It's the first time since 2003 he's done something that generated heat. NCIS New Orleans will end after this season. And if you just asked, is that still on? That's why. And Michael Bolton will host a reboot of The Dating Game. You can watch it on ABC. You won't, but you can. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4. Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Senate hearing examining what went wrong with the law enforcement response to the January 6th Capitol insurrection has come to an end. House Rules Committee Chairwoman Amy Klobuchar said afterward that it's clear action needs to be taken. That's after security officials who were in charge that day described confusion during the attack and intelligence failures that failed to predict the violence that would break out. The U.S. Senate voted 92-7 today to confirm Tom Vilsack as Agriculture Secretary. The former Iowa governor spent 8 years leading the same department for former President Barack Obama. In his testimony, Vilsack, who is now 70 years old, heavily endorsed boosting climate-friendly agricultural industries such as the creation of biofuels. Golfer Tiger Woods hospitalized today after his vehicle overturned in a car crash in California. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 15 points. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I almost filled up at the pump, but the price was too high. I almost had a heart attack, cause the price was too high. I think somebody's ripping us off, I don't know why. Hey, hey, my tank was dry, my tank was dry, and the price was too high. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You might think I'm a chump, but I'm a smart guy. I went and sold my car today and got a good price. Now I'm hoofing it to work and it's 20 miles. But hey, hey, I get exercise. I feel pretty wise. Gas price is too high. Da 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 da.
If you voted for Biden and you're upset because gas prices are rising rapidly,
you stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
We told you. Let's cut off all the pipelines. And now they got even Hollywood's out there. Yeah, let's shut them all off. I'm aware of all of them so we can be dependent on Middle Eastern oil again, like the good old days when we had, you can't make this stuff up. That we have people that naive, that stupid. I mean, even with the cheating, we should have been able to win this last election. I can't believe people are voting for what they're sticking up our ass right now. And that's the only way to describe it. Sorry if that's a little bit too straight for people, but that's what it is. Senator Ron Johnson, provocateurs and fake Trump protesters planned the Capitol riots. You're damn right they did. And watch the media ignore that. Koch's woke ideology off the rails, Be Less White seminar has been deleted from LinkedIn. What's really scary is that somebody at LinkedIn, which has, become a big company, whatever it is, social media networking, whatever you want to call it, that somebody thought that was a good idea to begin with. Who was the turd that said, here, let's do, here's a really racist, but it doesn't matter because it's about white people. And they won't say anything. You push people far enough, and you're going to get the kind of reaction that Coca-Cola is getting right now. And I am not, I got a six-pack of Diet Coke in the refrigerator. At the moment, I would just assume throw it through one of their corporate windows or one of the douchebag executives of that company that signed off on this and all the rest of it. They're not interested in the best I thought it was all of this stuff I've lived through in my lifetime was to make us all Americans. No group was better than the other. Everybody had the same opportunity, and then it's up to the individual to see how far you can take yourself. And now, apparently that didn't work. It didn't work, so now we're doing all this other garbage. By the way, that website, Trump Voters...
still can't.
Yeah, I can't access either, and Jeff just said he can't. So maybe somebody got wise and put an end to that. I mean, that's frightening that somebody would... We're just going to list all the Trump voters so they can be made to pay for what they did.
And illegal.
Well, that hasn't... I mean, being legal or illegal hasn't really made a whole lot of difference to them, has it? Or constitutional or any other thing. May as well wipe their ass with the Constitution. So anyway, I came across a clip, and this will be our risky click of the afternoon, because even though it's Nigel Farage, I have not previewed this, but I'm always interested to get his opinion on whatever. So let's see what he has to say about the Coca-Cola outrage.
Well, I really thought we were making some progress, because the Black Lives Matter madness that came to this country, of course, it came from the United States of America. And this is why, when I first saw it, I try to ring alarm bells. I try to tell people this is Marxist, it's anti-capitalist, it's extremist, it wants to bring down society, but not many people then were prepared to listen. The changes that are now going on through British sport are huge and very, very welcome indeed. Wilfried Zaha, Crystal Palace star, superstar, you know, he said that to take the knee is degrading. He'd rather stand tall and proud, and I agree with him. And what about Lyle Taylor from Nottingham Forest? Listen to what he had to say to Nick Ferrari on LBC the other day.
I took the decision because I felt that enough was enough. The not enough people have looked into the organisation that has kind of brought this all to the fore. Now, I said before that I agree with the message that black lives do matter and something needs to be done about that to actually push the message that the racial inequality and the societal injustice needs to stop. But by the same token, we are hanging our hat on a Marxist group who are simply, they're looking to defund the police, they're looking to use societal unrest and racial unrest to push their own political agenda, and that's not what black people are. We're not a token gesture or a thing to hang your movement on just because it's what's powerful and what's going on at the moment. When the things they do and the things they're known for have become more commonplace and more, become wider knowledge, we're still having them forced down our throats. Still.
Do you think, and I don't want to be rude, but when you and the other 10 blokes from your team and the 11 blokes from the other team take money, do you think, particularly if they're white fellas, do they have a full appreciation of what they're actually doing, Lyle?
No, but I also feel sorry for them on the other hand, where even if they knew and agreed with what I'm saying and what other black players are saying, they can't not take the knee. They cannot, a white player cannot stand there and say, I'm not taking the knee.
Well, I tell you what, this guy really gets it. And Lyle, I'm suggesting when you're done with football, you better get into politics because I think we really, really need you badly. And other clubs have gone even further. Indeed, Brentford, another championship side, and Ivan Toney, their star striker, he said, I feel we're being used like puppets. And I tell you what, mate, you are. Everybody is. You know, cricket, rugby, football, they've all been used as puppets by an organisation that actually wants to widen divisions in society and not to heal them.
Can't be more spot on than that. But at least they're waking up on the other side here. I saw a number attest to the amount donated to BLM since last summer's riots. And it's well into the billions and billions of dollars. I would like to know where that money has been going.
Mostly to the higher-ups.
Mostly to the people that, yeah, are on the board of directors.
Right.
'Cause as far as I can tell, not a dime of it's been used to reinvest in neighborhoods that were destroyed in that name. Under the guise that Black Lives Matter, those neighborhoods that were burned in Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and cities all over the country and even across the world. Is any of that money coming back to help black business owners restart? Because insurance didn't cover a lot of that. That was a misassumption on the part of a lot of people. But even then, you put your life into building something, and then clown asses in their mental mindset, in their group rage, decide, well, we're just going to burn it down to make our point. Even if you have insurance, do you really want to go back there again to the same location, the same neighborhood? Why would you feel safe down the road, especially when that same organization that inspired the burning and the looting wants to defund the police? Well, they did that in Minneapolis. Guess what? They just found $8 million to hire more cops because the crime rate there has soared. You know what? You don't have to have a degree or be a genius to understand that when criminals realize, hey, I can get away with this, who's going to hold me accountable? The police, they don't even want to have it. They don't even want to come near us because they're afraid they're going to be the next Darren Wilson or whatever, what, you know, Schmendrick that gets in the wrong place at the wrong time and has their life destroyed. and never, and they've been wrong so many times, but never an apology or an effort by the media to restore the life they've ruined in the name of their cause. It is 4:15. Let's take a minute, chat with Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, I just had a heart attack when I was driving. Guess what I saw?
What?
Unleaded gasoline self-serve, 254 a gallon.
Wow. I mean, it's climbing up by the chunks. Well, like I said, the first to complain will be the people that voted for it.
Oh, I know. I made a big stink about it. I went to the gas station. I said, well, it was like about, when Trump was in office and it was $1.65 a gallon, regular unleaded, you know, I said, y'all need to thank Mr. Trump for this, you know, because he's made us fuel efficient, you know, and we don't have to borrow fuel. We're selling fuel and we're fracking. We're taking care of business, you know, and we're $1.65 a gallon. And he says, well, you can't give Mr. Trump credit for that. I said, if gas was $4 or $5 a gallon of gas right now, you'd be bitching and complaining and blaming it on him.
They did. When it was Bush, yeah, they blamed him.
And now look at it. How long has the man been in office now? We're almost looking at $1 or more a gallon already.
In a month. Yeah, because the first thing he did was shut down the things that were keeping gas cheap. It's just insane.
And I think also the speculators that buy fuel on the open market don't have that much faith in them. They just predict that we're going to be dependent on Russia, we're going to the Middle East for all our fuel. People that love us.
Just amazing.
Yep, I just thought I'd let you know, but 254 a gallon, I've never seen it jump that fast that quick.
And what good does it do for us to say we told you so? Not much. Not unless people are realizing, hey, maybe they were right, you know, in regards to this whole energy thing.
Well, you know, when Barack, when I used to worked for a certain company, and what was it, the healthcare Obamacare?
Yeah.
I was sitting there next to some people that were Democrats and, you know, with their Obama shirts on and everything, and when they told us, oh, your rates are going to go up, your copay is going to go up, your deductible is going to go up, and I looked at them, and I said, don't look at me, I didn't vote for the man. See, it's different when the neighborhood, everybody always laughs when the neighborhood, my dad used to tell me, when the neighborhood dog goes around and takes a poop in everybody else's yard, oh, it's funny. But till it comes home and that neighborhood dog poops in your yard, it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not.
When it hits home, it's not funny anymore. And I tell you, it's going to start hitting some of these people home.
And soon, too. Thank you for the call, Soldier. Right. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I did a double take Sunday at the MAPCO, even with my 5 cents a gallon discount, 230. I got to tell you, the memory of November and paying with the discount about $1.77 a gallon. And I think if you did the math on the inflation, that would be about what we were paying in the 60s when it was 30 cents a gallon. If you allow for inflation, that would be in the, you know, course of inflation, a very consumer-friendly price. You live long enough, you go through this. I remember when the Arabs started cutting off our oil supply, and not only were there interruptions, you know, it was tough to find gas at sometimes, but I remember going to the pump saying, God, it's 50 cents a gallon now? When does this end? And here we're putting ourselves through it. No, we're not putting ourselves through it. The a-holes in D.C. are putting us through it. The Green New Deal, folks. It's just going to take enough people to overcome the inevitable cheating now that our left-wing Supreme Court has let us down again. I would love to know who's saying what to who, just to find out how they're getting them to change from conservatives to... Well, worthless, basically, to believe in nothing. Certainly not originalists or constitutionalists. If you are in the market for furniture, I can tell you a place where the prices have been going down. That's Kaiser Fine Furniture. And one reason is Kaiser has been able to maintain their supply chain, their inventory. So that 65,000 square foot warehouse, which is conveniently located past Montgomery's 10% sales tax, is wall to wall, stocked and ready to deliver brand new furniture up to 50% off to your home. And at Kaiser, you not only have that incredible selection, the great prices, the delivery, you also have expertise with Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts, who can just let them know what you're looking for, what your budget is. By the way, if you go big, you can do a $2,000 or more Synchrony bank account for 18 months at 0% interest for qualified customers. They can help you with that, too. And direct you, because it is a very... And wear comfortable shoes, because even after you see and buy what you want, you may want to look around. There's a lot of great accent pieces, home entertainment centers that accommodate today's bigger TVs and stuff. So it's time to make a decision to shop wiser and buy Kaiser. Shop Kaiser.com or stop by and see them Monday through Saturday at 4044 with Tumka Highway. And please mention you heard about them here. We'd appreciate it. 421.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we still have an active accident on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and a very congested East South Boulevard this afternoon, as well as some congestion around I-85 on East Boulevard, I-65, 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to tell you about at this time. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you needed with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Fire and Rescue says four people were killed in a house fire Monday night. That fire broke out just before 11 in the 1800 block of Gibson Street. Investigators have not said what may have ignited the fire. The home is a total loss. Selma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. No arrests have been made in this case. Anyone with information that could help with the investigation is asked to call Crime Stoppers. That number is 215-STOP. Alabama State University is teaming up with Montgomery Public Schools to get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health officials will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new study reveals that people who wear glasses are three times less likely to catch COVID-19. Researchers believe it's because they rub their eyes less. But the real reason is that people with glasses are nerds! It's easier to social distance when you don't have any friends, nerd! Mr. Four Eyes can stay 6 feet apart when he's all alone at the lunch table. Nerd, geek, dweeb, freak, bookworm, virgin! You're trying to stay away from my germs? How about a wet willy? Nerd! Ha! As soon as I'm allowed out of my house again, you're gonna get the wedgie of your life! Oh, I think I need a doctor. I hope he's not a nerd.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Where the radio station is there for you when
it's gonna hit the fan.
That's us at News Talk.
Need some wood?
No.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You gotta have some.
Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts.
Nothing from nothing.
That
nothing
is great radio.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Kapooya!
I'm not trying to be your
Jane, you ignorant slut.
What a bunch of crap.
What a bunch of crap.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'm not tired.
He's a tool.
It's too low to see.
Ask me about my winner.
What are you being such a weenie for?
You were my brother. I put myself up for adoption.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Media.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
You're nasty.
And I'm not stopping. Believe you me.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, that's hot.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
Not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
And here.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I dropped my hot pocket.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
I got a bad feeling about this.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
You're drunk.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
Oh, my God.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
Do it again. I like it.
You gotta have something.
Yeah.
If you wanna be with me.
Bang. Zoom.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Greg is smart.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me. That's right there.
Stupid. Juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a matter of what you.
Well, they told me...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
And they were right.
Sort of. Hey, nothing like a little Chris Farley to throw a smile over an afternoon. It's just... I don't know what to do. I mean, here's another story from PJMedia.com. Capitol police witnesses struggle to explain how rioters breached the Capitol. This is it. You know, once it gets into the hearings and they got to tell the truth under oath. Memories go bad.
Watch the films. The Capitol Police let him in a lot of cases.
They sure did.
Moved the barriers back and said, come on in.
Come on in, because the Democrats said it's okay.
Yeah, somebody had prearranged it.
It's going to give us the photo op that we need. What a bunch of BS. Now, here...
Even took pictures with some of the insurrectionists.
Yes. How about that guy with the horns?
Yeah.
Still not sure what side he was on. So, once again, the story that has dominated media coverage, because this is, you know, it's sort of like, I see Greg Gutfeld and, like, on Fox, but he's in a little side box. We've got nonstop coverage of Tiger Woods' very badly damaged car, which police say was traveling at a high rate of speed when it went over an embankment. And if what I heard is correct, and if it's true, it's a miracle that he's even alive to undergo surgery. He had bad leg injuries, from what I understand. It's just a miracle that he survived it at all. Biden claims credit for what? Driving up gas prices, putting people out of work? What's this? Stunning. AP reporter rips Biden State Department's spokesman for taking credit for Trump administration's Russia policy. Why would that surprise anybody?
What surprised me was the fact that AP went to bat for Trump. That was really surprising.
I had the exact same reaction when I heard it.
Oh, what a surprise!
But then again, nothing surprises me anymore. Got to take a break here at 4:33. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. Our phones are working at 272-9228. Don't let the snow keep you from calling.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Time for traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all around the boulevard, I-65 and 85. Light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents anywhere. We call this the calm before the storm. Folks are going to start getting off work here in just a bit, and we're going to get very busy. Keep it here for updates. Shopping is incredible at Premier Play. Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionale and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody's talking about this whole Free Britney Spears thing, and when I first heard about it, I asked Verna where Britney was doing time to see if it was anywhere I'd done time, but then Verna told me she's a prisoner in her own home. Oh, house arrest. No big deal. Just your run-of-the-mill lewd behavior at the Piggly Wiggly Produce Department will get you house arrested. Been there, done that. Man, the worst part is that ankle monitor. It is dang near impossible to get a pair of pantyhose up over that sucker without ripping them to shreds. But in the end, with some Crisco, focus, and determination, it can be done. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. We got a hot new FedEx guy, so I need to try and get the cat puke out of my tube top before he shows up.
Okay, everybody, we're gonna take a deep breath and take the bus to camp 6 o'clock. Some people that actually want to talk to us on the air, starting with Jason.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, man.
Good afternoon.
I was wanting to respond to the gas prices.
Yes.
I remember it was a while back when sanctions got put on Iran by President Trump. There was extra sanctions put on him for some reason. I can't remember clearly what it was, but in response, Iran supposedly dumped like trillions of barrels of oil on the market for dirt cheap in an attempt to attack our fuel and oil industry, and our companies couldn't compete by, you know, it was inefficient to pull the oil out to even refine it because of what Iran did, and that's why gas prices fell to, you know, where they went, like $1.60 at one point or something, but then they slowly started rising back. But yeah, I'm saying that Trump didn't, you know, open the doorway for energy independence, but I believe it was an attack by Iran by dumping that much oil onto the market for that cheap to try to keep us and make our companies lose their businesses. You know, it's just something I remember reading a while back.
No, I understand what I remember that.
You do? Okay, good, because I was like, I hope I'm
right. But the energy business has been thriving, and now it's being choked
by
the Biden administration. Let's be honest here. But the guy that I would trust to answer this, and it's not that I'm not disputing what you're saying. I would like to ask David Blackman about this and get his take, because he has spent 40 years in the energy business, and I'm sure he'd give us a great take on it. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Yasvan.
Hey, man.
Hi, man.
I remember, you know, what back when it went to a dollar?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, my God, a whole dollar. I can't drive now. I'm not going to be able to drive with this. But, man, we'd love it if it went to a dollar. But I was living in Arizona back when it was in, like, $3 gallon deal. And there was a radio station that we used to listen to called KUPD, 98 KUPD.
Cupid.
And once a week for like an hour or so, an hour and a half, if they would mention a gas station intersection, you know, at in the early morning, at the morning, you know, like 7 o'clock in the morning, and during that day from 7 to 9 or whatever, they would you go there. If you had a bumper sticker, KUPD bumper sticker on your car, it was 98 cents.
Well, we did it differently. We just took over a gas station for $1.59, and you didn't have to have our bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And we filled the tanks. We worked as gas station attendants while we were on the air. It was a pretty good radio show. Yes, man, thank you for the call. Let's go to Sam.
Uh-oh. Hey, Greg. Good afternoon. I'm out here in traffic, risking my life, riding around Montgomery. But I thought I'd call in, and what did I call in for?
I had the same problem. Why did I show up here at 3:05?
Hey, I did register, get my COVID tomorrow. The VA over in Chantilly, they've got a load of shots. And, you know, come early, stay late, but they're going to fix up a lot of vets.
Good.
That
should be among the first to be treated.
Yeah, you know, I was putting it off, but there's no good reason to. The shot. It looks like everything's working out. So, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of a put my mind at ease. Other than that, Menthol Meredith, and she likes them FedEx guys. You know, them boys like to wear them tight little shorts.
And I like the part about getting the pantyhose over the ankle monitor. I never bothered to consider that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Ritz.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for taking my call, friend.
Sure.
Iran dumped that oil on the market to try to drive prices down. If you remember correctly, President Trump trumped them on that, too. No pun intended. What he did was he bought it all up and used it to resupply our reserves that were depleted. And that kept the prices stabilized and kept the market to where it would be, you know, still feasible to pump our own oil. But the market, the prices that we had when Trump went out of office, those were supply and demand prices. They weren't artificially lowered. That's what supply and demand created. That's all Trump.
Right. And now they're being unnecessarily inflated because of stupid government decisions.
Absolutely. Government policy has a tremendous impact on our economy.
It's mind-boggling that people are so dim-witted that they can't make the connection. The Green New Deal.
They have their little key issues, and they don't think about anything else. They can't think about the big picture. They just think about maybe, you know, like aborting babies or whatever. That's their issue, and they support whoever, you know, supports their cause. But when it comes to the big picture, they really don't have the wherewithal to comprehend.
We appreciate the call, Ritz. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, quick break here. Rich's forecast coming up. Lots of stuff to still get to. What a weasel Merrick Garland is. Ron DeSantis is clearly somebody who is scaring the ever-loving bejeebers out of the left. And some other really good crap. Just give me a chance to remember what it was.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our beautiful spring-like pattern will continue. What a big change from last week, right? Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not as cool, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues with a high temperature in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I think we'll be near 70 on Thursday. Clouds will be on the increase, but we're dry. Risk of scattered showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at times. A little cooler, 66 Friday, but 70s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earlier this afternoon, we heard about a website called TrumpVoterList.org, and we found the description online. TrumpVoterList.org, keeping America honest. We built this organization to make sure the people responsible for the election of Donald Trump can never attack our country again. Join us in making sure freedom always rings. When you're attacking people for who they voted for, there is no freedom.
No.
Assholes. How? Attack the country? How? Four Peace Prize nominations, the best economy in our history that helped everybody.
Because they're blaming January 6th on him.
Oh, horse. Turds.
Well, we know that. But, you know.
Attack our country again. Comparing it to 9/11 is an insult to everybody that died in that event. I can't just. We attacked the country. The country never had it so good. And may never again. Puke. Now, there's a liberal here. Remember I told you I had some good crap?
Yeah.
Tucker has a real liberal on last night because technically, in the classic definition, liberal means real freedom to say whatever the hell you think or feel or whatever. And this particular liberal feminist, she, her name is Naomi Wolf. She's not down with what's going on in the country right now. Here she is with Tucker's 2-minute clip. So play it, stupid.
Power and government power, which is really characteristic of Italian fascism in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And they're using that to engage in kind of emergency orders that that simply strip us of our rights, rights to property, rights to assembly, rights to worship, and all of the rights that our Constitution guarantees. So people are definitely horrified and noticing. I think people are shocked and divided, as I mentioned before. And the other thing that happened is you said this has all been very sudden. And when you look back, you know, March of 2020, a lot of things started to move that kind of locked into place a set of policies that are kind of 360-degree full-on totalitarian policies. So I think a lot of us are kind of in culture shock. Luckily or unluckily, I've been studying closing democracies for 12 years. So I recognized early on, you know, once I realized New York State had emergency powers, I know from history that no one gives up emergency powers willingly.
Right.
They always drag it on and drag it on. And so every month I'm getting in my email an announcement that Governor Cuomo is extending emergency measures. Only from studying history do I know how predictable it is when you start to have elected officials say we are not going to follow the Constitution because there's a pandemic. And I just want to say lastly, and then I promise I'll stop, nowhere in the Constitution does it say all this can be suspended if there's a bad disease. We have lived through typhus, cholera, smallpox, HIV, tuberculosis, polio, the Spanish flu. You know, we've lived through an attack on our soil. Never have there been months and months and months of emergency powers when we weren't actually fighting a war. So
that's right.
This is completely unprecedented. Lockdowns have never been done before in free societies. And really, we're turning into a version of a totalitarian state sort of before everyone's eyes. And I really hope, you know, we wake up quickly, because history also shows that it's a small window in which people can fight back before it's too dangerous to fight back.
Man, I'm starting to think that we're being divided as a country precisely so we don't have conversations like this. And I hope you will come.
See, that shouldn't shock anybody, because that's how it was. You could have a conversation with somebody on the opposite side and, you know, bat the issue back and forth without having to, you know, throw fists at each other. This is a great example. These are the kinds of dialogues that we should all be having. While the media and its never-ending litter box is trying to bury the mass murderer who is Governor Cuomo. But you know what? That situation's gotten so bad that they can't even protect him now. I'll never forget opening up one of my show prep services one morning and seeing a story about Cuomosexuals. Because everybody was falling in love with the governor of New York and that steroided up turd on CNN. Yeah, Cuomosexuals. It just, you can't make these people up, and you wouldn't want to if you could. Well, we're almost at 5 o'clock. At the moment, I wish it was 6, because this news is stressing me. Tiger Woods still, I believe, in surgery, if you wanted an update on that situation.
There's one coming at 5 o'clock, 6 Eastern.
Okay. So one of us will have to watch the closed captioning.
Yeah. That would be me.
Don't expect to be gone long.
Okay.
Anyway, appreciate you tuning in. I got some good news for those of you who are looking to get a great lease price on the best cars on the planet from our friends at Jack Ingram Nissan. Now, this just arrived in my email today. I drive a Rogue. I love it. I bought my Rogue. In fact, it was an upgrade from a 17 to a 19. And you know what? And it still had like 24,000 original warranty miles left. It was a car that had come out of a 6-month corporate lease. And the folks at Jack Ingram Nissan look for those kinds of opportunities so they can bring them to you. The depreciation is no longer an issue. But these are brand new, leasable, 2021 Rogue S. Please take my word for it. This is just, for it's the car for me. $249 a month on a 36-month lease. $249 on a 2021 Nissan Rogue S. Get all the details at jackingramnissan.com. Now, if you think that was impressive, how about $199 a month for a 2021 Nissan Sentra sedan? That's the one that my nuclear physicist sister buys. I think she's had 6 or 7. That's her car. She's a physicist. She knows her stuff. Smart woman. $199 a month on a lease? That's just unbelievable. So if you're not loving what you're driving or if it's getting old or troublesome, like me, go see the great folks at Jack Ingram Nissan and get a deal like one of these. $199 a month for 36 months on a 2021 Nissan Sentra, $249 on a 2021 Nissan Rogue S. Happening now at jackingramnissan.com. Hey, it's time to love what you drive. 455.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very congested on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge. Got a lot of cars on Fairview Avenue, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s are loading up. I-65 and 85, very busy downtown. We have no reports of any new accidents in the area at this time. Well, if you are in the mood for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter's overstocked. And they are Pickup Central. Go get them. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer, so don't dig a